What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We are in the house with a full cast. Cookie, Big O, Jasmine Rice, and we even got two guests from Earful. How's everybody's night going?
Hey, great.
Amazing.
Nice.
Good.
Dan.
Glorious.
Thanks for having us.
Of course, man. Of course. Of course.
Yes, thank you.
Glad to have you in. Jasmine, glad to have you back. We know you just had a baby. How's life been since having another kid?
I don't know. You can throw shit out of my fucking vagina now.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Can't relate.
I can't relate. Yes.
Don't want to.
I'm the only vagina in the house right now, so.
Shout.
Well, no, I'm not talking about this house. I'm talking about the podcast house.
I had a kidney stone once. Does that count?
Well, because like there's three vaginas in the house now, and I was like, no, not our house.
Their house.
Yep.
So
our house.
The Rice and Beans house.
Right. The house that Offensive Comedy built. So
it's glorious,
right? Four seasons long. I can't believe we've been on the fucking air for this long. People's expectations are really a lot lower than I thought they were.
We showed you.
Season, yeah, I was out like the whole entire probably third season.
Well, I mean, growing another human, we figured you had a good excuse.
So she says.
Well, you joined us for the tribute show to Rickles on the 3-year anniversary. So you did make an appearance.
Yeah, just one.
So we've got a good show lined up for you tonight. The spotlight comedian is Dave Chappelle. So we have
the
greatest.
Yes, one of the best. Did you guys see Unforgiven?
Unforgiven.
That's that new. It was an 18-minute video that Chappelle posted, where he was just like going off and like what happened after and why and how they're doing him dirty at. Like HBO and Comedy Central. And
Is that where he was talking about he didn't want people to stream his show
until
he gets paid?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't blame him.
Foul.
Like if they did us dirty like that, I wouldn't want to stream in our shit either. It's like he did put in all the work and they're reaping all the benefits. So, it's some fucked up shit.
Pay us, then you can do us dirty.
Right?
But you got to go through the grind.
Money.
Then, like, mm-hmm. So Netflix dropped their, canceled the season on that they were going to show in honor of that request. So they didn't have to do that. It's really nice that people are picking up and being, you know, honorable in this type of situation.
Absolutely.
True dude. Story. I mean, like,
hopefully the other ones, you know, decide to do at least pay them, you know, not necessarily take it off the air, but just, you know, give him what he's due. Like that show was great. And
epic.
Two of our segments tonight are giving props to that show. But right now, we are going to get into something that we haven't done in a while, and we decided to bring it back and try to make it work this time. Hopefully,
fingers crossed.
So Johnny and Jose from Earful are going to help us out. If one of you guys could go ahead and take that blue beanie, the other one could take the headphone bag. Okay, alrighty. And so the way 2-minute warning works is there are three names in one of those pouches and there's three topics in the other one. They're going to go ahead and pick one at random and they're going to read the name first and then the topic, and whosever name gets picked with whatever topic, that's the one you got to go on for 2 minutes. Either a rant, stand-up act, whatever you want to do, 2 minutes on the topic. So, whoever has the name bag, if you give us the first name.
You, Jester.
Oh, crap. All right. What are we going to talk about?
The topic is social media.
God damn. Yes. All right. Shit. So, let me go ahead and get 2 minutes up on the board here. All right. And I think this one will probably be better as a rant. So, 2 minutes on social media starting now. So, it's everybody's bitching platform. The internet gave everybody a voice, and everybody decides to use that voice to cry and piss and moan about every fucking thing that's going on in their life. It doesn't matter what it is. I stubbed my fucking toe. I made some soup. I went to the gym. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody gives a fuck. Everybody's too nice, and they keep giving you likes, and it's just so you don't fucking cry. And then when shit goes really wrong, then you see these fucking assholes posting with the... the whole fucking hashtag thoughts and prayers, which means is good for absolutely jack shit. And it all it's saying is, hey, don't forget about me today, while fucking everybody else is, you know, actually donating money or giving time, you know, picking up remains or whatever. And, you know, and then people are so fucking butthurt sensitive, you know, like prone these days, that you can't even make fun of fucking tragic situations on the day they're happening. Oh, it's so disrespectful to the people, to the victims, whatever. They're not fucking on social media. They're doing, like, you know, victim shit. And it's like, seriously, are they watching going, like, are we trending? Or, like, are people talking about us? Are they blogging about us? And the other thing, the comments section, it's fucking ridiculous. I go to the comment section just to start or watch fights. That's where the action is. It's not, nobody ever has anything intelligent to say. It's always just nitpicking, fighting, blah, 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 and more crying, and then people, you know, like, blocking each other, and that's my 2 minutes.
Amen.
Stunning.
Retweet.
Retweet.
For real. So that was my 2 minutes. Let's get the next name and the next topic.
Pasa la right,
here we go. Drum roll. And the lucky winner is...
Señor Cookie.
Hola. Yeah, what's he going to talk about?
Cell phones.
Cell phones. Oh, my God.
Alrighty, here we go. 2 minutes on the board, and go for it.
I'm going to go for rant, like, format on this one. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my cell phone. It's definitely a survival tool, but just, this is going to really show my age. I just hate how, like, you see 8-year-olds with a fucking cell phone. Are you kidding me? Like, who do you have to call? Who do you need to be in touch with? Why do you have a fucking cell phone? That is why, like, as a whole, like, society is on a decline, because they're 8 years old. They're posting shit. They're calling people. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you do not need a cell phone. I made it 37 years, and I've probably had a phone for only 17 of those years. I was fine. You don't need to, like, post every little thing. Going back to what Jester said, it's like, no one cares if you stubbed your toe. No one cares if you got an A in, like, your class, unless it's your parent. You don't need to be posting that shit. You don't need to, like, text somebody something. It's just ridiculous. I, like, the whole cell phone thing, I don't even know if that's the direction you were expecting me to go, or, like, that's what you meant. But, like, no. Cell phones, I mean, I'm not for landlines or anything like that, but just the cell phone thing is fucking ridiculous. I mean, mind you, I do love my cell phone, though. It's, like, right there. It's fucking amazing, but I think a cell phone shouldn't be, like, it should be earned. Like, unless you can pay your own bill, you shouldn't have a cell phone. With that being said, I probably shouldn't have a cell phone, because I do not pay my own bill. But it's like, no.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. We got 2 minutes.
What's a landline?
Shut up. You're probably going to ask, what's
dial-up? I tried to make a dick pic on my rotary phone.
Is that the telegram?
Beep, 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 beep.
What's a payphone?
That's how old school we are. We wanted to send a dick pic. It was with the fucking Nokia, and you had to push all the fucking numbers to, like, draw the dick out.
The wiener.
This snake keeps getting larger and larger every time it bites a number.
This snake gets a bit a little bigger and
you
bigger.
You guys had pagers?
I had a pager, yeah, in high school.
I did not, though.
You played Snake on the Nokia?
Yep.
No, I remember when I had to go buy phone cards to fucking dial long distance to, like, my fucking
that's still a
online
thing, though.
Boyfriend in fucking Chicago, dude.
Jeez. I actually had a phone when I was, like, 9 years old.
Fuck you. Oh, no, I said 8. You're cool.
And I'm 24, so it's been 15 years.
You actually did something good with it. You got your own business.
Hey, I earned mine, though. Like you said, I earned mine.
Then you're good.
Eighth grade.
On the corner you selling weed. That's how
I was triggered by that, because I have a kid that has a cell phone. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you gotta be in
contact.
You're
the absolute worst, Jasmine. You are the worst.
Like she's making had more a babies? Cell phone since she was, like, in first grade.
Get her a pager.
Show us your baby's cell phone right now.
Yeah, then don't do the same thing with the next one. Get the younger one a pager.
Pager's
be like, you
next.
Gotta earn your cell phone. A here's a pager.
Pay your own bill.
Give me some nipple.
Post just the tip. Just the tip.
Here comes the airplane. All right, guys. So two down, one to go. Big O, looks like you're up. Shit. What's Big O's topic?
Trump.
Oh, snap.
Putting 2 minutes on the board now.
Go off, King.
And go.
Okay, let's see if this is a rant or a comedy sketch. So, Trump. The fuck's up with Trump? Builds a fucking wall to keep the Mexicans out. Who's going to pick your fruit? Who's going to mow your lawns? Who's going to prune your trees? This guy, and you're going to kick this motherfucker out on a case-by-case basis? Come on. And whoever thought Mexicans would be miners? Usually they're in Oklahoma digging up coal, but here we are in the desert making tunnels all the way through the wall. We'll get across. We don't give a fuck. We know how to fly. Mexicans are all about finding the way through. We can swim. We can dance. We can do all this shit. Mexicans got long-ass boots that curl around. Looks like we're fucking Alice in Wonderland. We're in a separate world. Man, we could do it all. I don't understand what Trump's doing. I do understand one thing. You know, gas prices are down, so, you know, we can get our big Chevy trucks full of gas and be able to prune your fucking lawns. We got to do a lot of different things. I agree with a lot of things that Trump does, but, you know, there's a lot of bullshit that's going on, too. I've always said it, and I always will. Tariffs should be high against things coming in from China, India, everywhere else, just China. Like we're giving them open tickets to bring stuff of our stuff going in there. You know, we need to make money. We need to take care of our own, and it needs to start with the people that are influxed in California, Arizona, Nevada, the Mexicans. The Mexicans are what keep this country moving. You guys don't do shit. We're the ones who do it for you.
Two minutes. Nice. Damn, we are some bitching-ass motherfuckers today. Did you notice that? Everybody's, like, bitching about something.
We're all man-straining right now.
Smoke more weed.
Did we sync up?
Jasmine, we're blaming you for this shit.
You bleeding?
Yeah, you bleeding.
Yeah. I came in, and I was like, what the fuck? Everyone's bitching today.
She's like, god damn. Like, fucking, I'm the only badge here, and you all are on your period.
Shut
that
baby up. Shut up.
Damn. Well, anytime anyone brings up Trump, you gotta yell. So I just figured I'd join the crew.
And it's funny that what you said about the running, jumping, swimming, it reminded me of that joke. It's like, why didn't Mexico have a team here during the Olympics in 84?
We're already here.
It's because everybody that could run, jump, and swim was already here.
That's right.
So yeah, so, you know, it's something that we haven't done in a while, but, you know, that two-minute warning is always a good go-to.
Hey, well, you were speaking on earlier about social media, how people can't, you know, are too sensitive on certain topics and on tragedies and shit like that. You're talking about dark humor and shit like that. What about that comedian? I think his name is Ari Shaffir or something like that. He's best known for Amazing Racist. You guys probably heard of him, but he's really known for when people die, when celebrities die, he comments, he makes a joke about their death, and, you know.
Right.
Well, however, just no fucking filter. So his fans know him for that, and people think he crossed the line when he spoke on Kobe's death. What do you guys think about that? That's too far, or...
I personally wouldn't, like, follow someone like that, but I get it. It's like, if that's, like, your forte,
we are
then,
those fucking people.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But it's like,
I wouldn't
dude, you can't
follow us either.
You can't pick and choose. If that's what you're known for, that's what you're known for. Don't all of a sudden, like, say, oh, I like this person. You can't talk shit about them. Like, no.
Right.
You followed them. You decided, like, this is what you were into. Like, go with it. It's like, don't. Like, make this person feel bad or, like, unlike them because all of a sudden, oh, no. Like, yeah, it was a tragedy, and that's terrible. But still, like, you followed him, like, throughout, like, all the other deaths. So it's like, what makes this one, like, exempt? Why is this person so special, you know? Like, just suck it up.
I agree. It's two-pronged because it's like, number one, you know, like, just like the people that listen to this show, that tune into this show, you know what the fuck you signed up for. Like, you know what you're getting. Like, it's like you're going to hear shit that it's going to make you go, oh, fuck, like sometimes. But it's part of the show. Like, you know that it's to be expected. And number two is that, like, if that's what you're expecting, that's what you're tuning in for, then don't fucking puss out when you fucking hear something that, oh, somebody was a little bit closer to you. Like, that motherfucker didn't know you. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, do you think Kobe Bryant gave two shits about half the fucking people that supported it and made it what it was? No, fuck no. But the thing is like,
what?
It's near and dear to them, so it's like, oh, yeah. We have boundaries now. No, you didn't have boundaries when I was making fun of that other motherfucker, but now you have fucking boundaries. This is where you draw the line? Come right. on. That's just people fucking, again, using the internet, getting on their soapbox, and using it to bitch.
We are bitter today.
No shit, right?
This goes into politics, you know. Hey, Trump is our guy. Hey, Biden's our guy. You really think they're going to fucking pass a law to make sure
both.
That you have $1 billion? They say, fuck you. You know, you gave us the ticket. We're going to go through with what we feel is best. Fuck everybody. This whole thing with, you know, comics, insult comics and everything, everybody's all wrapped up in bullshit and, oh my God, I'm so offended. You know what? If you tune into it and you're offended, turn it off. Walk away. It's done. You're not offended anymore. Don't be a bitch. Move along. Stop wasting our time. Fuck you.
Amen.
Right. Tell us how you really feel.
What about you, Jasmine? What do you think?
What I think about the whole Kobe thing, or just in general?
Well, what their question about, like, is it what? How do we feel about, like, the people that were, like, for this dude making fun of everybody else that died, but the minute Kobe died, then they get all weepy and they want to block him. And yeah, then he went too far.
I mean, people are gonna bitch either way. Whatever they want to fucking bitch about. It seems like it don't matter who it is. If you want to cancel the person for doing whatever they want to do and rant about something, then just don't fucking follow them. It's really just that fucking simple.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if you want to fucking stop listening to them, stop listening to them. If you don't, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
you know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you want to follow them, follow them. If you don't, you don't. You know what I mean? That's really just. But does it make it any different from what they were doing to begin with? I mean, if that's what you follow them for, don't act surprised. That's my only thing.
Right?
We're not.
Like, don't be a hypocrite about it. All of a sudden, like.
Would you personally follow him, Jasmine? Like that, like type of humor, like Juster said, like that's our forte. That's what we do, you know.
But like, we are that type of people.
Right. I mean, I guess it really just depends. Just like, I mean, it really just depends. I don't really try to like single out people.
Right. Right.
Just because, I mean, I follow like even certain. Can't quote unquote canceled beauty gurus on YouTube that have said like racist shit. I still follow them because I still like their craft. Doesn't exactly. mean like
I still follow you know what Paula I
mean.
Dean.
Like at the end of the day, it really just depends. Like I mean,
Paula Dean.
Do you ever feel like your mother like card like comes into play with that? Like being a mother, but then you're also like an individual. So do you ever feel like those kind of cancel each other out?
I mean, it really just depends, like, on whatever topic, like, or whatever thing I support, you right. know? I mean, yeah. like, obviously, I'm never going to support any, like, fucking misogynist shit or and any other person that's going to pull off anything like that.
Let's take our two guests here. I mean, if they print something out that somebody's offended by, would we take away their right to make money and live? Just because one person or a group of people are offended, that's bullshit. I mean, there, you know, for one person that doesn't like it, there's 100 other people that would like it.
Yeah.
So right. I mean, really,
there's always an audience for
express
it.
Your opinion, but move along. You know, yeah. don't take people's livelihoods out.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, and it's like you could like just as easily change the fucking station. You know, turn the channel. Like fucking keep scrolling. Like it. Like, why do you have to be a fucking Karen about it? Like, why can't you just shut the fuck up and move the fuck on? Like, there's a bunch of shit that I see on social media and, like, out on the internet that I don't agree with or that I don't like. But it's like, why waste my fucking time bitching about it and, like putting it into text? Like, for what? That's energy that I could have spent doing something creative or doing something else that would have brought me enjoyment to my life. And, like, I don't know. A lot of people just don't see it that way. I don't know. How was it for you guys in the clothing industry? Yeah, like, I mean, have you ever run into a situation like that where, like you had, like I say, a t-shirt going and a bunch of people liked it, But then all of a sudden, one fucker got offended, and now, like, it started, like, creating chaos for you. Like, you know, you have to run damage control, that kind of thing.
We haven't gone through that, but...
No, I'm expecting, I'm ready for it. Like, I understand that, you know, if I'm putting my creative, you know, side into something, something's going to come out that not everybody agrees with.
Like, yeah.
It's something that's created by me, so, or us. So, I mean, if they're offended by it, it wasn't for them.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's just, you know, if you don't like it, move on. Like, why bitch about it? Like Big O said, why try to take away somebody's livelihood when you could just as easily...
That's just a hater, though.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And haters going to hate.
At the end of the day, that's a hater.
But, I mean, yeah, for every 10 likes, you're going to get, like, one dislike, and it's just going to be like, fuck you.
You know, it's just like, dude, pull a Joe Paterno and look the other way. Like,
and it's somebody that knows you.
Carnal, and if you pick him out, I'll hit him for you, man. Just
I mean, we're still there for you, but I mean,
you want me to kick his ass?
It's a hate.
Hold me back, Cookie. Hold me back, motherfucker.
All right, so we we're gonna talk to our guests a little bit. We brought them in, made them listen to our bullshit for a while, so we gotta see what's going on.
Thank you.
We gotta see what's going on in their life. If you don't know them, start following them at Earful562. It's up on the screen there. Sir. We'll go ahead and put the links in the blog as always. We have Johnny and Jose. Guys, welcome to Rice and Beans.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love it. A little birdie told me that you were on a tour with Khalik Scott out on the East Coast. What was that like?
Yeah, shout out my boy Khalik Scott.
Man. Was it like traveling? He like fucking Khalik. Snores a lot, huh, when he sleeps? He's a motherfucker you hear motherfucker through the wall.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, tired as fuck.
So what'd you guys do out there? What was it like?
We really just, to say the least, we really lived the Jersey lifestyle, I guess. Like, I guess.
Oh, you got herpes?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't say that.
We didn't get reckless.
We didn't get reckless. That was our first time out there.
No?
No, but it was cool. It was like Khalik said, we were in the middle of the city. Like, we were in the heart, you know, like on the main street where there's a lot of businesses, like where it's active all day, so.
Basically, he took us to the hood, you know, of New Jersey, the Union City. We're really
Union
in the
city.
In the city.
You guys sporting a t-shirt cannon shooting people in the chest?
We should have. Next time we will. But I don't know if we could get that through TSA.
We're at Nanos.
TSA will be all right with a t-shirt shooter.
Right?
Yeah.
I could fly with a t-shirt shooter.
Yeah. Maybe we should ask the folks over at Creatures and Cosplay. They could hook something up for you that'll break apart, and you can take it with you on the plane and then reconstruct it when you get over there.
There we go.
Just don't shoot the kids in the face.
A three-piece t-shirt cannon.
Yeah, there we go.
T-shirt cannon.
Yeah. You know, like in your country, they used to shoot babies out and that.
I know that. I was just about to bring that up.
Pew, 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 pew. Is that how we got you over here, Jasmine?
No, they had to put a stamp on
that's
her.
That's what my mom used.
Mm. Got it.
Really, though,
the more you know.
A gumball machine. Oh, no. My daughter is like, why are they calling you Jasmine?
Who's that?
Because it's my name.
Because that's how we know you. That's like an Ace Ventura 2. Did you just refer to me as a Quincy Orcha? Yes. That's how they know you.
Hey, they don't know your name?
I was about to ask, is your last name Rice? Or is that... is that part of the podcast?
Yeah. We all have pseudonyms, stage names.
Aliases,
And so the way that Rice and Beans started out is me, Cookie, Jasmine... we were talking and a bunch of people kept our conversations were basically like the show and what you were hearing. And so a bunch of people kept bugging us to like record it, you know, put it on the internet, just let, you know, just something SoundCloud, something free. And, you know, I'm like a podcast. And they're like, yeah, like a podcast. And so we decided,
we ever really explained it now that I think of it.
No, actually we did it. Like there was a couple of like side content things where we had viewer questions where They were like, well, where did the name come from? And like, so I think I only explained it once, but that was like during season, like the second episode of season one. So
yeah, we barely tapped in right now. Season four, three. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you guys did.
I mean, like, 2020 has been, you know, it's.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
So like, so really it was the three of us. And so we figure like, okay, two Mexicans and an Asian. We're like, oh, fuck it. Rice and beans. And so that's where the name came from. And like, you know, some of the close runner ups to, do you remember some? I remember.
I don't. I really. Yeah. I remember. I was like.
It's Not That Kind of Threesome was one of the ones that was in contention.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or Not Your Parents Threesome, like that kind of thing. And then so eventually it ended up being Rice and Beans. And so we each took, you know, a pseudonym. And so because she's Asian, Jasmine Rice kind of like came to mind right away. You know, Cookie had his. I had, you know, from my musician stuff, I still, you know, I just used my stage name that I had. Big O joined us, and we also got another host, another Asian, another yellow. And
yes, so, that is racist.
Yeah. And so, you know, we have enough hosts where we're, you know, guitar guy is Mexican, so we rotate through the different hosts, and then, you know, everybody has a chance to, you know, tap in and tap out as, you know, they have time, and we still get to keep it fresh and keep it live and moving for everybody.
You said Big O is Asian?
No.
from the waist down.
Oh, I'm sorry, I did send you that photo, didn't I?
Thank you.
Thanks, by the way. Cookie and I are going to use it as our Christmas card.
So, Mr. Earful, are you guys like exclusively like t-shirts, or do you guys have like any other like...
They're not going to print you those weird condoms that you wanted.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, well, I don't want to speak for him. Do you guys do condoms? He's been looking for this weird shit lately.
That would be cool to do some condoms, but like...
Earful condoms?
That'd be cool. Jimmy hats. All that.
You imagine you're fucking Trojan with this printed on it. Yeah.
This condom's already full.
It would flavor, be like careful.
Flavor too.
Why not?
The trick is you pull it off right when you're about to come, and you fucking do it in your right in your ear, and you say, "Can you hear me coming?"
Oh shit!
That's called the earful. Yeah,
now you got
to hear,
baby.
Urban Dictionary.
We gotta get that on the Urban Dictionary. We'll see if we'll make the submission. We'll call it the earful, and that's the definition.
Okay.
You're that's gonna right. come in a chick's ear, and you're gonna say, or I guess Cookie in a guy's ear. And whoa. You're going to say, can you hear me coming?
Similar. Sometimes girls just for fun.
No, let's not affiliate that with the name, though.
Sorry. Jeez.
Leave the 562 out.
Sorry, Cookie. So what were you saying?
Allegedly. No, like, allegedly. So are you guys just exclusively like t-shirts, or like your brand, does it do any? Are you guys like coming out with anything new, or like, well, what do you guys have up, like, up and forward?
Nah, it's pretty much, at first it was, you know, just, like, started off as t-shirts,
t-shirts and hoodies.
Just because. Just
nice.
Like,
that's how you got to start off.
Just between friends in high school.
So it started, you guys have any new collections that we should be looking out for coming around the bend?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you know, the website will be up, you know, we're going to promote the website, you know, we'll... Say a drop day,
but new collection.
New collection is.
We just started doing cut and sew for the first time. Like,
nice.
Really, instead of just buying a blank garment, like a blank t-shirt, blank hoodie, whatever, mm-hmm. and then slapping something on it, we finally
got somebody
to make a pattern, to draw a pattern. Now somebody to bring it to life. Yes, yeah. Senora. I don't want to say her name, but she's she's doing her thing in Compton. She was recommended to us
in the city. You know, 562.
Blessed. This is down the street from where I live. So,
yep.
Is it like a secret map so we can get across the border in Tijuana?
Nah. I mean, if you're trying to pull up, we'll take you to the spot.
I can't even give you the map. I have to take you myself.
Yeah. All right, blindfolded.
Okay. Yes. Hey, I'm gonna pick you in my truck. I'm gonna pick you in my truck, and you're gonna hop in the bed. You're down. Or
wouldn't be the first time.
Hey, I've done it before.
All right. Yeah.
We've all been to Home Depot.
I'm good to go.
All right. Easy. Chaparrado in the morning, you're good.
Whoa, I need that right
hey,
now.
Hey, man, I've been out in the desert on peyote. That ain't going to faze me.
You're fucking out in the desert right now.
Peyote.
For sure, yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, it was a wonderful walk, let me just tell you.
By yourself?
Yeah.
A life's journey.
Yes.
Self-discovery.
Yeah, ran into a couple prickly pears, but other than that, it was uneventful.
That was you?
I thought you shaved that day.
I told you, Jasmine, we knew him from somewhere.
All right?
Yeah.
Shit. I think he saw me in Wayne's World, too, that half-naked Indian man with...
Take off the hat.
Oh, man. So you got the new clothing line. Any spoilers? Any kind of like hints you can drop on like what the viewers can or what the well, I guess our viewers plus your customers can everybody can expect.
Shit. For sure, the cut and sew piece. It's gonna be a nice little flannel. It's gonna be a short sleeve flannel. Half zip. Something classic, and then we're doing some short sleeve thermal t-shirts.
Nice.
Usually, you know, you see yeah. long you sleeve, know, so we did some short sleeve and just pretty much like classic, simple, like yeah, said, like, classic, something classic. That's simple and classic. Yeah. So
you'll see it coming.
I see you guys on Instagram. Looks great. Are you thinking about maybe focusing in on some face masks in the future?
Face mask, like.
The face condoms we all gotta wear now that fucking COVID's fucking running rampant again.
Man, maybe I might do a. Yeah, well, I was thinking about it, but in the beginning, I didn't want to jump on it right away because I felt like it just looks like you're just doing it to get a quick buck. You know what I mean? It just doesn't look.
It's a clothing brand.
It's more than just something to get a quick buck. I feel like to me it's bigger than that.
That's understandable.
You know, but now I'll do it, but it's got to be something that's not just like
not average.
Buy a blank and I'll slap it together.
Yeah, not that like something that's gonna wow people.
Yeah,
be like,
I definitely would like to for sure. But
right on.
I thought
we'll make the right design for it.
Nice. Maybe like something like maybe like a surprise clothing line, like a fucking rice and beans powered by Earful Clothing. Ooh, okay.
All right. We don't want the cookie division. Well, maybe we do with the large dick right there on the side.
Just like a dick creeping up on the neck. Or a face mask with a fucking dick on the cheek for Cookie.
It's like a real one, like with your smile. Your smile right there. You know how they print the smile? It's so real.
Right with the peace slit right there. The peace slit's like the dimple.
You know, even make a face mask that looks like a pair of whitey tighties so you have the hole right there for the late night pee.
Genius.
The dimples are like, or what do they call
them?
The cum gutters?
Steal that idea.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, Earful, Johnny, Jose, you guys are in for a treat.
Are we?
FTP Medical, we posted about them during the week. They are a delivery service. We showed what you get as a first-time patient. Also, if you refer 5 people that become first-time patients, you're also going to get one of those packs. If you guys missed it, go ahead and check out our social media. We posted it I think yesterday or the day before. We posted how to get in touch with them. This is FTP Medical, and they were gracious enough to provide us with two of their pre-rolls. Now, these pre-rolls, let me see if I can get close here without like, going out of focus. They are $15 each if you buy less than 10, but if you buy 10 or more, they're $12. Astrid and I are actually going to be doing a live review, so we're going to go ahead and get all, you know, we're going to nerd out weed style on this joint later on next week. So we'll go ahead and let you guys know when we're going to do that so you can jump on. We'll be taking questions while we're doing this. So since Johnny and Jose are avid cannabis enthusiasts like we are, we have decided to get them in on this. And so with this joint, there's 2.5 grams of Skywalker OG. Mango moon rocks have been mixed in, probably a CO2 infusion, just the same way that you get your moon rocks. The wrap is a grape hemp wrap, and this is all fancy style because, as you can see, there is a glass filter tip to it.
It's a hemp wrap.
So, yeah, this is, nice. I believe it's raw paper. I'll double check with them, and this will be in the in-depth review. But let's go ahead and try this bad boy out. So, Cookie, we...
Man, you started talking about that shit. Wilson's over there gaming, and he slowly started creeping up over here and starts going, like, 5 feet away from me and goes, moon rocks. And I'm like, oh, so you can actually, like, emerge from your gaming when you hear...
Drop me some of those gummies over there, Jester.
Yeah, we'll get you some. We'll get you some. They were very, very tasty. This is really good.
You got to make the edible hot chocolate.
How good is it?
So you get the full flavor of the Skywalker. If you're a connoisseur like me, you know that it is that it's a very distinct taste, a very distinct smell. The smell for me like wasn't exactly what I remember Skywalker OG smelling like, but again, because it is infused with the moon rock and the keef and the grape hemp wrap, flavored wrap does tend to give off an odor, its own odor, and it's on purpose. It does impact the taste, and it does impact when you're smelling the flower that's wrapped in it. So I'm picking up a lot more of the grape, wrap than the Skywalker, but that's okay. I mean, Skywalker didn't have it wasn't one of those like a Northern Lights or like a UK cheese or a champagne that you smell that and it's of like a really super distinct smell where you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely it.
Does it give you the urge to announce to everyone around you that you're their father?
No, I haven't gotten to that point yet, but in their defense, I haven't met a joint in the last decade that could best me, so I guess we'll go ahead and see how this one keeps moving me. Johnny, what did you think?
I love it. It tastes it's an OG, so it's heavy. I could tell the taste is like it's like a dark chocolate type of, I don't know. If you're a smoker, you could, you know what I mean? Like you could taste it. You could taste like it's dark, it's heavy. It's gonna get you like a super mellow high. I love it.
Nice, nice. And to me, it didn't burn at all. Did you get any burn, or was it pretty smooth to you too?
Nah, smooth, super smooth.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Cookie. It's a may as
you
well.
You guys ain't coughing, no. So it's
got no. Yeah, like. It's not at all, man. Big O, we'll definitely try to get you one of these because the. Yeah, it's really good. I
Come
like
on
it.
Down.
You smoke, Big O?
No, I'm good.
No, I don't partake too much. I mean, my job, they do mystery checks every now and then, so I got to watch out. All right. Some of the work that I do can actually kill people, so I got to be very careful what I do. Not that I'm against it. I'm purely for it. My son does every now and then, and I don't judge him. I don't judge anybody else, but I do know how to smoke.
Nice, nice.
I'm a Snoop Dogg smoker.
I could
I'm still doing the same drag.
The I quit yesterday smoker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I am sober.
What? We'll find a way to get you one.
Okay, Wilson says, give it to me. Well, obviously, I can't. I'm breastfeeding, so.
Aw, like, Jazzy.
Yeah, you don't want the baby to have cross eyes.
That's true.
You just have to pump. They
I'm
say
a
you
responsible
have to pump
mother, so. Before.
They're already half slanted.
True, true.
Was that Johnny?
Do you remember the goodness that this is, Jazzy?
Oh, of course,
course. Does it take you back?
Now I have like
memories.
She's like, it does now, asshole.
You're welcome. Was that how the little one came to be?
If I faintly remember, most likely.
Pretty much, pretty much.
Tell Wilson not to worry. We'll figure out how to get you one, but I'm not keistering anything.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Cookie probably will, though. So, Jose, what did you think of the pre-roll? We got Johnny's input on it. So we'd like to get your feedback too. We know you're also a connoisseur of the cannabis.
I'm high as fuck. I had troubles coming back right now.
You got lies.
Nice. Well, hey, shout out to FTP Medical. It is very good. You make a really good product. I'm looking forward to the live stream that we're going to do.
Where is it at, though?
Wow. Oh, here you go. Reminding me of that Chappelle skit where he's like, I need to stop smoking this shit. He takes another hit. That's awesome. Yeah, go to town. Like, it's really good stuff. And again, guys, get in touch with FTP Medical. I know that they do have a specific area that they do cover, but if you live in that area, treat yourself. You know, this is good stuff. The gift bags that they're giving you are like insane. There's again, it's on our social media if you didn't get a chance to check it out, but it's, you know, a nicer pipe than I've gotten from like some of the other dispensaries,
the plastic ones.
Yeah. And then, you know, they're hooking you up with some pretty decent strength edibles. You know, it's a trial size, but at the same time it if you don't require a high milligram count, you know, to fill your edibles. These are definitely going to fuck you up. So,
do the gummy bears light up okay, or do they take a long time to get ignited and so you can smoke it in the pipe? What? What's funny?
You dab it? Is that what you're doing with it?
The gummy? To dab the gummy bear? Or what?
Fuck. Say it again.
This fucker ain't lighting, man.
Right? You got questions about this fucking bro, gummy? Dude. Just eat it. Just eat it and lay down.
The dabs and the torch. Night-night. You're right there with the torch. Just
that's everybody's famous last words. These edibles ain't shit. And yep. Then fucking 45 minutes later.
Yeah. Chasing a squirrel butt naked on the front.
Go on.
You're talking to the squirrels.
How do you get the tail up his butt?
Oh, I'll tell you how.
All right.
Hey, wait. What about those raccoons? Do you think they store those the acorns for years?
Or maybe
like, not years, just for the winter. They know how to shove their nuts in things.
Yeah, we do.
It's just a girl trying to get a nut.
So then I would be a squirrel, right?
Oh, in another world, in another life, you would make a perfect squirrel.
No. I thought squirrels were had to be hairier. Isn't that how your code
damn
works?
It.
Yeah. Does breastfeeding feel like a nut, or what does that feel like?
Is that an almond joy?
Oh, I don't know. You and Jasmine are the resident experts on nuts.
Not, yeah, we are. Mean, high five.
All I can think of is Caddyshack.
What? It's just a baby Ruth.
All right, guys. Well, with the spotlight comedian being Dave Chappelle tonight, we are gonna, you know, pay a little homage to the man himself, and we picked a couple of his segments, his skits that we love. We just absolutely lost our shit every time we watched them. So there was this one skit where, could you remember when Paul Mooney came on?
Yeah.
And they did Negrodamus.
Yes, I do.
So Rice and Beans has their own version, and we're gonna go ahead and get into a little segment we call Beanerdamus.
So exciting.
Did you call it Wienerdamus?
Beaner.
Oh, Beaner. Wait. Oh. I thought you said Wiener.
So did I.
Look at that. He can see in the future already.
COVID. Did you see it coming?
Yes. COVID was supposed to happen. China always had a master plan. And they needed to wait until something orange and full of shit was in play before they could act.
Thank you, Beaner Domus. Mm. Thank you.
Beaner Domus, I have a question for you.
You, sir, yes.
What is the future relations of Mexico and U.S.?
Mexico will inherit, for a short time, something orange and full of shit before we get rid of it, and it goes to prison.
Yes!
Man, Taco Bell is hitting away on this one.
Taco Bell and Charmin are in it together.
What rhymes with orange?
They were both up and coming, and they got together and said,
"What we can the do this. Fuck?
Enjoy the go."
Make Jose has a question.
All right, all right. I'm going to give you a question. All right. Are you going to be ready at Home Depot at 5 a.m.? Boom.
We're going to come up. Judging by the state of these two things.
We're going to come up.
No.
No.
You, madam. Yes.
How do you feel about white people and Chipotle?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I had that today.
Neither of them were supposed to be trusted in the first place.
Dude, I had a veggie burrito from there for the first time.
How bad did you shit?
It was good. It was all right. It was straight, solid. No?
He's like, I had a shopping...
As your shit won't be.
He's like, I had a shopping bag and a roll of toilet paper in the car. That's how it was.
Keep it on me all the time.
Yeah. Just remember, eating Chipotle is like going to a Rona party. You may get it, you may not.
Rona. Don't even need the meat. Don't even need no work.
That's what I say. You always need the meat.
And he likes his cookies with nuts.
Beef.
So, we are going to get into our next bit and our final act for tonight. Again, paying homage to the man, Dave Chappelle. This segment started off as Black Bush. It was, what if George Bush was black and the situations that he had to face during his presidency, how would that be if he was black? So, we've decided to modernize it a little bit, again, tweak it for rice and beans, and we've come up with Brown Trump. So let me go ahead and just set the stage for you. This is some time ago, and there's a certain porn star that Trump had this scandal with, and we turn it over to Big O, who is Brown Trump.
First off, I'd like to say the bitch gave me crabs. They were beautiful crabs. They were beautiful. I love them with butter, honey and butter. Poured all over. Then we had tamales. Next question.
So, Mr. President Brown Trump, yes. How was she?
She was very delightful. She was very moist. She knew how to slide the skin in. She had her supple back, and she had cum on her tummy. When I was done, I did grab the puss. Next, any questions? Any other questions, or could we put this to bed?
Thank you, sir. Another thing he had to deal with was, you know, almost starting World War III with Kim Jong Un. Mr. President, your thoughts on that?
There are no thoughts on that. We did not start a war. He's a crazy fuck. I love that little Chinese guy. Sorry, North Korean guy. Yes, that's what my advisor said. North Korean. We play drinking games involving a six shooter with one round. And also, we have our little red buttons. We play with the buttons. We do it all the time in Mar-a-Lago. He's a great guest. I launch him like a little midget. We toss him around. He loves it. He's like a missile. He flies through the air. He's a lovely, fun little Asian. North How Korea, North Korea, action? Yes, yes. How any other questions, or can we lay this down?
I think we're. How do you feel about K-pop?
K-pop is wonderful. It's South Korea. We all know that. They were brought in from North Koreans. They defected across the border. It's okay. We love them. They're slanted eyes as well. They're wonderful K-poppers. I watch them all the time. I jerk off. It's wonderful. I watch the videos. I have all the post-it notes. I'm on Instagram. K-pop is a shit.
Are you exclusively K-pop when masturbating?
No, I am not. I'm into some weird Japanese porn. It's lovely. It's wonderful. Mother on daughter, daughter on brother, brother with mother and father, uncles, cousins, bestiality. It's wonderful. It's lovely. I do it all the time. Everybody does it. Don't judge me. Fuck you.
Sir, and if you could pick a favorite, what would it be?
My nose.
I'm sorry, okay. Sir, can you please elaborate?
When I pick my nose, I sometimes touch my brain and I come up with some wonderful shit. I did see that you were showing some stuff here with a lovely hemp roll. I do want to partake with you. We'll do that on the sly later. Yeah, we'll have some young porn stars. We'll enjoy and we'll have fun. Whip out our dicks, too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And go ahead.
Is that Brown Trump?
Yes, it is.
I'm speaking to?
Yes, it is. Mr. Brown, LA man with a hat. Yes, please speak.
Okay. What's your go-to Taco Bell order? Or, wait, Taco Bell or Del Taco?
For Del Taco, I love the sour cream. It reminds me of the K-pop and in the Japanese porn. I love it. It's soft. It's wonderful. It's milky sweet. I put it down my gullet. Cookie, I see you love it too. We'll go out to...
I'm lactose.
That's just sour cream if you're down.
What kind of drink do you get?
The throat yogurt.
Yes, you are correct, Cookie. We're going to have a lovely time. Transgender parties.
Transgender. Unity.
So another thing that Trump had to deal with during his presidency is something that we're still having to deal with now, and it sucks, and it's everywhere, and we can't get away from it, and it's fucking not going to go away. So COVID-19, Brown Trump.
I did not know she was 19, first of all, okay? We will make sure in the future that she's a little bit older, but hey, 19 is of legal consent. COVID is a lovely, lovely thing. I'm sorry that it went through a lot of people in reverse order. We will try to fix this in the future. The sickness I got was because I had Catherine Zeta-Jones pussy in my mouth. I got throat cancer. No, COVID cancer. Yes, it was throat cancer, COVID cancer. I am going to create Catherine Zeta-Jones face masks so everybody gets the Rona. Rona is delicious. Rona is wonderful. We eat it with tamales down in the hood, me and the Vario. The Vario guys, we throw signs. We're all down. We're with the hemp. We have the 40s. It's a 40 shoddy. That's how we roll. Okay. We have the 20 spinners.
Where did Brown Trump grow up?
Brown Trump grew up in the hood. We're down in South Central. We're going around. We're busting caps and asses. We're on the corners. We're throwing down blue ice.
Where is Brown Trump really from?
Where your stripes at?
Brown Trump is really from Tijuana, baby. That's where we're from. Now, we may have walls.
Are you a dreamer? Are you a dreamer, Brown Trump?
Dreamer? No, I do not dream about shit. I just watch porn.
Brown Trump, what happened to COVID's 1 through 18?
I killed it. I axed it. My blood is like tiger's blood. Charlie Sheen has nothing on me.
He said,
I killed that shit right in the beginning. Grabbed it by the balls. I was ripping it up like a pit bull. Arr! That's what Trump does. I may be orange. I may be brown. I may have funny hair, but I killed that shit all the way up to 19. And like I said, I did not know she was 19 at the time. Hell, she told me she was 21, but it's okay because I'm not giving a beer.
No beer.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Brown Trump. Good job, Big O.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this episode. I wanted to thank our guest, Earful Clothing, for being in the house.
Thank you, guys. Let everybody know how they can get at you. The link, you see the at right here.
We see it on the Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter, same shit. Earful 562. Just how it sounds. Earful 562.
Yeah. Numbers. Twitter and Instagram.
Just look out for the new shit. You'll see it. Just some simple shit. Something for everybody.
You fuck with classic shit. You fuck with us. You fuck with the lifestyle. You fuck with everything, you know?
Tap in.
Tap in.
New shit coming.
Go to their website. They're cool as fuck.
Thank you, Big O. Thank you, Big O. We got t-shirts for all of you guys coming very soon.
Sweet.
We're going to send you guys a little box.
Swag. Yeah.
What?
We're going to get your size.
F yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, again, thank you very much for coming in. We still have another half season to. We're actually now this at a quarter season here, so we still have another three quarters of the season to go. We've got a bunch of other funny comedians lined up. So if you feel like coming back anytime during the season, you're more than welcome. Just hit us up, and we'll get you in here. So guys, get at them. The clothing line is excellent. You're gonna love it. Go check them out. Instagram at earful562, and don't forget to check us out while we're there. We're gonna be posting a lot more content. We've actually came up with a little system to keep you in the loop and you know, keep us out there. We're gonna be posting starting Monday. We're gonna be posting three times a day on all of our social medias. Fuck Checker's already taken over Twitter, and from what I hear, had a couple of bad days and a couple of long shits. So I'm pretty sure there's some, you know, shit up there that she's bitching about. Probably me, but whatever.
It
happens.
We're
here. We're doing it. So check us out, www.riceandbeanscast.com. We're also Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good shit. So tune in, catch all a lot of our sub content, and we're actually going to be having new content coming out for you guys. We're going to, you know, we decided to like have some real fun with this and start really expanding on some of the ideas that we had during season one, but may not have had the resources to pull them off yet. So now we're at a point where we do, and so we're going to bring some of those ideas to you in the way of sketch comedy, some commercials. We're supporting local businesses, so local businesses, if you're out there and you want some free advertising, hit us up, send us a commercial for yourself, 30 seconds, and we're going to go ahead and throw them on during the episodes. Earful, you guys are welcome to do the same. We've already teamed up with a few local businesses out here, and Jasmine and Big O, if you guys know any local businesses that would want some free advertising, let us know, and we'll go ahead and get them up there. You know, this is you know, our, like, everybody has their own way of, you know, supporting local businesses, and you know, we all have day jobs, we can't do a lot, but this is what we can do, so we are gonna do it. And until next week,
if you're too horny to sleep and too tired to masturbate, listen to Rice and Beans. Peace out.